Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen, and coming up is the Pine Mountain Music Festival, and it's always a treat to have folks in here from the festival to give us a preview of what's coming up. I always love that how every year it's different. There's so many, you know, not only the new things, but things that people have come to enjoy over many, many years. Joining me in studio right now, Charles Eschbach, the marketing director for the Pine Mountain Music Festival, and for the first time that I've sat down with him, Doug Day, the executive director of the festival. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, coming up, let's just start with the dates. When is the festival taking place this year?
This month to the 30th. So it starts with the Upstarts in Iron Mountain, and they go on tour making the rounds between Iron Mountain, Marquette, and Houghton. And then the festival ends on June 28th and 30th with the production of Carmen at the Rosé.
Now, where did this begin?
In Iron Mountain. A lady by the name of Virginia Philippa started it. It was her passion. She's a cellist in Chicago.
Hold on, Charlie. Dr. Virginia Philippa is a doctor who supports the festival, which is incredibly important. Yes. But Laura Jean Deming is the cellist who is the founder.
That's right.
Carry on, Charlie.
I just flipped.
With Charlie, he requires a handler. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's my handler because he thinks I need to be reined in. But I am, in fact, a computer with an airtight mind, and I just help out with details for Charlie's presentation.
I just flipped two wonderful ladies' names that have been the backbone of Pine Mountain Music Festival in Iron Mountain since its inception.
Charlie, this and is an both, opportunity that both. You're missing an opportunity.
Well,
do you want me to tell you what opportunity you're missing?
What's that?
When you mention Dr. Virginia Philippa, how can you let this story go by?
Yes.
The story that I'm referring to. Now, check me if I'm about to wreck myself. Doug, check yourself before you wreck yourself is a frequent line that Charlie says. But there I am down in Iron Mountain where the Pine Mountain Music Festival started by our beloved founder, Laura Jean Deming. And I see Dr. Virginia Philippa, the other esteemed personage that Charlie considers so highly that he thought she founded it. Well, so I'm standing there with Virginia in the Braumart Theater, and we're watching a church group do their thing. It's very charming. And I notice that Virginia is not sitting. She's walking around a little bit, hobbling a bit. Okay, she's 78 years old. She's allowed to hobble. But I say, Virginia, what's wrong? She said, well, I was in a little cross-country ski race today. It was 25K. And she's very modest. I said, how'd you do? She said, well, I won my flight.
Yeah.
And so here we're talking about a woman who adores and supports opera, and she just came in from winning the Swedetown 25K cross-country race at 78 years old. And I said, well, Virginia, I myself am a skier. I skied the Birkebeiner twice. And she smiled and didn't say anything. So she's going out at the end of the show, and she's limping her way down to her car, and I invite her for a pizza. She says, no, I'm a little tired. I said, Virginia, remember, we're both Birkebeiner alumni. And she said, yeah, well, I only did it 13 times, and most recently, a couple of years ago. So this is a strong woman. What kind of woman, Charlie, comes to opera and races in marathon cross-country ski races? Do you see the connection?
Absolutely.
See the connection?
Absolutely.
What is the connection? I haven't a clue.
Well, both of these ladies are highly motivated and have backed each other up in this town. When I was in Iron Mountain working the streets, doing the marketing there, when I would drop those names, and that's why I have a little bit of problems because I flip them sometimes, when I would drop the name, they would all sit up straight and say, yes, well, I sing with her in the choir. Oh, yes, I see her every summer. So both of those ladies are highly revered. And that's the real history of the festival. The festival started out there. She wanted to bring classical music to the whole western end of the UP. So when it first started in Iron Mountain, then it ventured out to Marquette, Escanaba at one time, and then Houghton and Hancock. So it's... we have that kind of of tremendous history.
Yeah, very intriguing history and animated history.
Yes.
I was surprised there by Doug. I didn't know he was that animated.
What kind of red and green knockoffs?
I beg your pardon. I'm not knocking off anybody, Charlie. I'm an original, and if I've ever met an original, it's you. He's simply referring, of course, to a comedy team that is near and dear to all of our hearts. But for you to put yourself in that company, and myself as well. Charlie, I blush to achieve that sort of level.
We're trying.
Let's talk about music festivals, shall we?
As much as the comedy act would be wonderful, they're not appearing at the Pine Mountain Music Festival, so let's talk about who will be.
We're the behind-the-scenes guys.
Very good.
All right, who will be appearing this year that people are going to want to come see?
Good deal. Let's start backwards. Let's start with the big event, our full orchestra, Carmen, in the Rose Center for the Arts, here where the radio station is that I'm talking on, here in Houghton, Michigan. Now, Carmen's an interesting opera written 125 years ago by Georges Bizet. The songs will be presented in classical opera fashion, sung in French. We have fancy modern super titles for those of you who don't speak fluent French, in English above. And Carmen, for those of you who have not attended opera, you'll be surprised to know that you know some of the songs, just as somebody who has been alive in the world for the length of your life. Do I really mean that? Well, as a 12-year-old Boy Scout in Steubenville, Ohio, in a steel mill town, I found that I knew a number of the tunes from Carmen, written in the Napoleonic era, 1875 in France. How does a kid who mostly liked Little League, how does a kid whose heroes were football players know songs from opera who grew up in a steel mill town? Because these songs entered the popular awareness. Give us a taste of the opening, if you would, Rick. This is the New York Metropolitan Opera, one of my favorite performances. I'll set this up a little bit for our audience. This is Carmen herself, the seductive gypsy who comes into the town. Soldiers are there. Remember, we're in Napoleonic France. The chorus joins this remarkable creature who came into their midst. The soldiers are particularly attracted to this woman. And one in particular, Don Jose. She's clearly singing to him. The lyrics of this song are saying basically, "Come close, my little prey. I'm going to love you, but it's not going to be easy for you." And the chorus sees exactly what's going on. In the Rose, June 28th and 30th, you'll hear something like this with the full orchestra and full chorus. Now, in the second act, we have the introduction of a gypsy dance. And Carmen having won Don Jose, her friends, the gypsies, come in and bring the passion of flamenco in our modern awareness of gypsy dance. And they also bring with them a toreador. Carmen has got Don Jose in the palm of her hand, or as we say, wrapped around her little finger. And then enter the toreador. Well, Don Jose, you are an attractive soldier, and you cut a mean figure. And in fact, in that performance you were showing, the Don Jose there had his start in the Pine Mountain Music Festival. Keith Miller was a pro football player who decided, enough of football, I'm going to become an opera singer, literally. And he got his first job with Pine Mountain. Now, the toreador comes in, and Carmen says, "What? Soldier."
Votre toast, je peux vous le rendre, Seigneur, Seigneur, car avec les soldats. Ces jours de fête, le cirque est plein du haut.
He's got capes. He kills bull. More sexy than a cape wearing bull killer.
Let the chorus happen.
Getting to the part where every Boy Scout could sing along. And everybody says, oh my gosh, what a guy. And Carmen is thinking, soldier, you cut a mean figure, but this guy, in his gold lame cape and the blood from the bull still on his shoes. Excuse me, soldier. Would you mind giving him a little moment in the sun? And so the toreador comes in and wins Carmen's heart. Now, what is to be done? Well, we got a couple of acts to go. So what's going to be done is what I call the archetypal story of seduction, broken heart, death and destruction, which is a staple of opera. Now, are you trying to tell me, Charlie, that we're bringing a heroine who has just ripped up a couple of guys and we're celebrating this as a family show? We're selling a family pass to Carmen when she's clearly not the model of virtue that every good Lutheran needs? Charlie, how can you possibly sit there as the marketing director and be selling a story of passion and intrigue, death and destruction, and calling it art? I put it to you.
Exaggerated that a little bit, but it's totally a family show.
Charlie, this does she totally die?
She, well, she dies.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
We don't know if she dies or not. I see. But it's very, and there's a lot of action. It's not just singing, and it's although that's the main emphasis. And then the dancer, the dancer. I mean, when have we ever had a flamenco dancer in the Copper Country?
Well, here's
why. Especially one of the top ones in the world that comes all the way from Bordeaux, France, where the gypsies live and have always lived.
And Charlie, they don't talk American, and they don't even want to.
No, they don't. Yes. So it's going to be interesting to have her. I mean, the only way we could afford her is we promised her a 2-week vacation in the UP and a free ticket to the U.S. I mean, she's coming, and she's going to have a lot of fun dancing for us, introducing us to us, the Youpers. This great art of hers.
This art of flamenco. In fact, she's doing it tonight. Today is the 6th, ain't it?
Yeah.
Tonight she is at the Teatro Trianon in Bordeaux, France, doing this show that she's bringing to the Calumet Theater and the Crystal Falls Theater as part of the Pine Mountain Music Festival. PMMF.org for all dates and times. Be there.
Yes, and then there's also going to be a Taste of Carmen, which is going, for those people that are outside of the area, they're going to be able to, in Iron Mountain and Marquette and so forth, they're going to get the four principal singers in Carmen and the dancer doing a road version of Carmen with the most popular songs.
Indeed, we're not performing and so forth, though. We're performing very specifically in Iron Mountain and Marquette.
Yes.
And the so forth is not true, Charlie. They wanted us to come to So Forth, Michigan.
Right.
And we simply couldn't fit it in. So we're going to the Alma Flamenca show, which she's doing, as I say, tonight in Bordeaux and in 2 weeks from now in the UP of Michigan. Alma Flamenca, the soul of flamenco. Karina Ries from Bordeaux is performing in Crystal Falls Theater, June 23rd, and in Calumet on June 24th, having just performed two performances that Charlie mentioned, The Taste of Carmen, first in Iron Mountain. I know, because I'm the chauffeur for that show. I'm picking them up and bringing them to Iron Mountain in the high school in Iron Mountain on the 20th. In Iron Mountain on the 20th, that's correct. And that show tours to to Marquette in the Reynolds Recital Hall the next night, the 22nd. Then hits Crystal Falls on the 23rd and Calumet on the 24th. She will then dance in Carmen on the 28th and 30th. As I say, you don't need to remember the dates. Go to PMMF.org and you'll find all the dates and times of these performances. Flamenco dance, Carmen the Opera with full orchestra. Can I talk about the Brigand?
We got about 7 minutes. Did you want to talk about the flamenco? Because what if someone that doesn't know what that is?
Would you cue that beautiful, one of the gods of flamenco guitar, Paco de la Tia. Young Paul Boutin from Paris, France, will be playing guitar for our show. And this is this is Paco de la Tia playing in Sevilla, where our guitarist studied. The drum you hear being played is called a cajon. It's like a wooden box that the drummer sits on. Our drummer playing the cajon, Khalil Zabah from Los Angeles, California, told me last night that he's practicing this particular groove, which is very challenging. There are about 25 different flamenco grooves, if you will, rhythms. The palma, the clapping that you hear by the singer in this particular performance, P-A-L-M-A-S, palma, is a particular groove, rhythmic groove, that changes depending on whichever dance you're performing. As I say, there are about 25 dances in the basic flamenco repertoire. Carmen, when the flamenco gypsy dance comes in to stir up trouble and to underline the seduction of Carmen, we have our own seductress, Karina Ries, coming from Bordeaux to drive all of us crazy with the Alma Flamenca show. In addition to this kind of passionate opera and flamenco, we have, for those qualified attendees of classical music, the Berganzi String Quartet returning for their 25th year with the Pine Mountain Music Festival. Do you have our friends the Berganzis queued there also, Rick?
Here they come.
This is Scott Flavin on the first violin and Ross Harbaugh on the cello. Playing, in fact, not Beethoven or Bach, or even Brahms, but playing Leonard Bernstein. Yes. This is an arrangement that Scott put together himself, drawing on the repertoire from the great maestro Leonard Bernstein. Oh, there is passion and concern in this one, too. Oh, my gosh. Somebody has just been overwhelmed and burst into tears. This happens when the Berganzi String Quartet comes. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you'd say this year is about passion, Charlie. Something you and the UP know a lot about, right?
We could put that on for a good moniker. It's so well-rounded. You know, it's not just classical music. In fact, we've thrown out the phrase quite a few times of world music. That's what...
Charlie, how much does it cost to come to this quality music?
Well, if you have a family, get that $99 pass. That's the way to do it.
How many are allowed to be a family?
Anybody living under your roof and maybe the guy next door.
Are you talking about a quality family that we met down in at the Primos with 10 members of their family?
Yes,
all the kids?
All the kids. And those kids were all well-behaved and would
be
welcome.
Have you done the arithmetic on this, Charlie, out of your mind as a marketing guy?
Yes, we have plenty of seats.
Let me see. If you got 10 kids in your family, which we did meet, those beautiful, charming, well-behaved children that we went to the concert at. Right. If you got mom, dad, two, and 10 kids.
Grandma and grandpa, too.
All right, that's 14 now. You got 14.
Nope. No problem.
Are you telling me that for 14 people can come into the Rosé to see Carmen and the Flamenco Show and the Berganzi String Quartet and the beloved upstarts?
Absolutely.
That's four concerts. Suppose they're overwhelmed with joy and they want to travel with us and go to the other towns. Iron Mountain,
there you go.
Marquette. You tell me 14 people can go to 12 shows.
No problem. It works in all three towns and Crystal Falls.
Charlie,
and Calumet.
That's about a buck and a half per show for
this
family.
Less than a movie. Less than a movie and certainly less than a movie and popcorn.
The family pass at $99. is I have to take credit for, and the reason I chose 99 is because that's what I just paid to my season pass at Mount Bohemia. I went skiing five times, and so I paid 99, so it cost me $20 a time at beloved Mount Bohemia. And so I said, let's do $99 for the family pass for Pine Mountain, and that's how we came up with the number.
But why do such a great deal?
Well, Pine Mountain is three decades old. And this fourth decade is a big hurdle. We have to get the next generation in because a lot of Pine Mountain fans have been with us for years. And the people that started Pine Mountain are getting, as we mentioned earlier, getting elderly too, don't have the energy that they used to have.
She did the Berkey Binder 13 times. Don't you be disparaging Dr. Virginia.
That's why she's exceptional. But we have to just, you and I out there, we have to get that next generation in. I'm the bygone era, but we have to get the the guy with and his wife with three or four kids, you know, the young professionals in our town.
Such as our radio professional here.
Yes.
Rick
and
himself.
We got to get them into the theater, or this festival won't survive.
Yeah. I don't take much convincing. When I heard that Carmen was going to be performed locally, I put it on my calendar. I'm actually, you know, a fan, though I cannot say that I'm a connoisseur. You know, I don't, you know, it's sort of like I like the taste of wine, but I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference between good wine and bad wine. But I know good music when I hear it. So I'm looking forward to it. So how does someone like me get a ticket?
Well, the best way is to go to our website. And you can buy them at the door in any concert if you have a last minute opening in your schedule. But the best way to get that family pass is to go to pmmf.org, and they will lead you to the Rosé ticket office, and you'll be able to get your ticket and pick it up at the will call, or you can pick up your season pass there and you're all set.
Fantastic. Pine Mountain Music Festival, June 15th through the 30th. We'll put all the information up on Key10Report.com so you can check it out there. Charles and Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.